So hello there, my name is Kate Rawls and I'm interviewing you for the Anthony Gormley One and Other Art Project on Trafalgar Square in association with the Wellcome Trust. And the date today is the 7th of July 2009. And if I can please ask you to state for the record your name, your age and where you come from.
Hello, I'm Paul Schofield, I'm 35 and I've travelled down from Paisley.
Fantastic. And please can I ask, what was it that inspired you to take part in this project?
Well, I was travelling to work one grey, damp morning. I heard it come on the radio on the listening on the way to work. And I thought, wow, what a good idea. I'd really like to be part of that. So here I am.
Brilliant. And how did you feel when you actually got to place?
Well, at first I was really excited. And then a bit nervous and, right, I better think of something quickly.
And then what did you decide to do? What are you going to do on the plinth today?
Well, I'm gonna dress as a cow and try and stay upright and stay on the plinth and read a book, read a newspaper, different poses. I'm not sure yet. Let's see how things go along.
And why did you decide to do that?
That's a very good question. I'm not really sure. I've always been a fond lover of animals. That's about it. No real reason. Just it came to my head, so off we go.
And let's see. Like, what are you feeling like at the moment with your kind of you're about to go up on the plinth? How are you feeling about the whole experience so far? What are you expecting?
Again, I'm quite nervous, excited, but a bit nervous. At the moment, I feel as if the hour's going to be quite a long time, and I'm going to run out of ideas and just sit there really. But excited, but yeah, nervous at the moment. Yeah.
And dressing up as a cow is this something that you're sort of coming from a rural environment? Are you kind of interested in Trafalgar Square as a urban environment, or kind of how do you feel about being on Trafalgar Square in a city, kind of as a monument?
I think it's fantastic. It's nice. It's part of the square, almost part of London. Everybody knows Trafalgar Square. Not from London, but everybody. It's always a good place to eat whenever you come to London. So I think it's a fantastic idea of bringing the country as a whole to one point, yes.
And who are you doing this for?
no one special, really. It just seemed a good idea. I know my family will like it. My little girl especially, Emily, will. It's a shame she couldn't be here, but she'll be watching on the webcam, so I know she'll find it very funny.
And do you have any kind of anything that's important in your life at the moment, like, that you're kind of bringing to this experience, I suppose?
Well, the most important thing in my life is my family. I have a young family, 3 children and my wife, and that's the most important thing in my life. And why am I doing this? It's just because it seems a good thing to do, and I know it'll make my family happy, and they're proud of me.
And is there anything that you'd like to say about yourself as an individual?
No.
How would you describe yourself?
Not
how
really.
Does your family describe
I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know. I know, I'd like to think of a fun, caring individual, considerate. Yeah, that's about it. Just keep myself to myself. Not sure how things are going to go up on the plinth, but I'm certainly no extrovert, but I'm just going to here to enjoy myself.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything you'd like to say about how you look back on this experience, I suppose?
look back and laugh, really. It's just, I think it's a good thing to do. I'd be proud. I know my family, especially my little girl, will be proud to see me up there. And I think it's a nice thing to look back and say, I stood up there for an hour, you know, later on in life.
Okay, thank you.